Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. Redemption. But redemption part 1, because I have too much to say. There's too much to be say here in these verses for just one discourse. Redemption part 1. 1 Peter 1 and verse 18. Now you won't forget the big picture. The big picture is always vital. So many people just go for an individual text or a part of a text and miss the big picture. But the big picture is vital. What is the big picture here? Well, we've seen it from verse 1. God's plan in election, taking these sinners, regenerating them, bringing them to Christ, saving them, giving them the Spirit and so on. And it's all leading up to the reappearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The kingdom, Christ's return, and the judgment, and so on. And all of it has been leading up underneath all this. This is the plan underneath it all, but Peter's argument has all been leading up to the progressive sanctification of the people of God. Argument after argument. It's written, God is this, and so on. It's revealed to us. It's argued for us. This is what we must be because we're saved. It's our for, since, and all these words come. These tremendous argument words. Well, look at it again here now, verse 18. Here's the next argument, and it's redemption. Look what he says. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, and so on. But the word for, at the beginning of verse 18, is showing that this is a part of an argument. You must be a progressively sanctified people. You're heading for glory. You're heading for the judgment with Christ coming. You've been redeemed. You're part of this grand plan of salvation. For you know that it was not with perishable things and so on that you were redeemed. What Peter takes for granted here, for you know. I wonder if that's still to be taken for granted. Do believers know today? Do you know, my friend? Is knowledge of doctrine, understanding of the argument of Scripture, is knowledge the right word? I get the impression today that many believers are content with what they would call feelings. I feel good about it. It makes me feel good. I feel good when I sing these songs and all the rest of it. It's feeling, feeling, feeling. Peter says, well, you know, for you know that it was not with perishable things. You understand. You've got a grasp and a grip on this great scheme of salvation. And here is redemption. Well, there's a world of teaching in that word. You have to know your Old Testament. You have to know your Old Covenant. You have to know what bondage and slavery is and what deliverance is, bought at a price, a redemption price, liberty for the slave, release from bondage, deliverance from the slavery of sin. This is what Peter is saying, you know, and you know that this redemption was not something done and accomplished by, and he chooses very precious things, gold and silver. That's trash, that's rubbish, that won't redeem you. He's going to go on, of course, to the positive in the following verses and so on, and that's where I want to leave this discourse. The negative, it is not by precious things that we can do, empty precious things they might be, but they're empty in this part. What's the redemption from? You're redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers. I think this is Jewish, and I think these are ex-Jews, and I think he's talking about the Old Covenant and the external observance of the law and all that, which, although it was ordained by God, the law and so on, and the covenant was ineffective. But of course, Gentile paganism had plenty of ritual, but that too, and plenty of tradition, but that too was empty and vain. No, we're not redeemed by the best that men can offer, silver and gold. The most precious and chosen things Peter picks on and says, no, these are useless. What is the way of redemption then? It's not by what man can do. What is it then? Well, that must wait for the next discourse. But to read on. but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and so on. But more of that in the next discourse. Well, brother and sister, you do know then? You are exploring these doctrines, and, of course, not just simply for head knowledge, but for heart knowledge, feeling, yes, but supremely in this passage, the experience and the living out of the gospel in progressive sanctification to the glory of the triune God, whose plan it is and whose purpose is being fulfilled, accomplished all in Christ and applied by the Spirit. Amen.